BBC Radio Wales.
Well, as we reported yesterday, the Education Minister, Leighton Andrews, has ordered a review into education in Wales because he says it's clear the system is failing. Mr. Andrews says he won't rule anything out after ordering an urgent examination of the structure of education services here in a bid to raise standards. But Mr. Andrews' suggestion that education could be taken out of local authority control has brought an angry reaction from the Welsh Local Government Association. It's the latest in a succession of strong criticisms by the Education Minister of the system here in Wales. Well, let's speak to John Davis now, who's the former leader of the WLGA and also of Pembrokeshire Council. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gaily.
What do you make then of this review announced by the Education Minister yesterday?
Well, I think we have here Minister quenching his thirst really for more central power and influence. It's something that's been on the agenda for some time. It's not a surprise really. Some 12 months ago, I was leader of the WLGA. At that time, we agreed to the establishment and consortiums. And surprise, surprise, 12 months on, Minister saying it's not working, it's failed. I will say this. I am very concerned with regards to how this whole matter has been brought together, really, based on some evidence that Estyn have gathered in the last 2 years of inspections under the new framework. And prior to that, it was a very different place in the world. I know there are deficiencies as far as education in Wales, but it isn't as bad as what is made out to be. I think this is about changing the face of education in Wales that goes beyond what we know and what we have benefited from for a very long time.
But those Estyn reports are pretty damning, aren't they? I think it's 15 authorities over the last 2 years that they've looked at. None of them are excellent. Five, I think, came out as good, and five need to be monitored. So we do need some radical action here.
We need, obviously, to further investigate what's going on. Yes, we do. But a root and branch change is not the way to do it. It'll only create more uncertainty and turbulence at a time than it'll afford it. And I do question, really, the independence of those reports on the back of, up till 2010, most local authorities, including Pembrokeshire, as I was leader at that time in 2008, had a glowing report. And then 3 years later, it was the most damning reports of all. And again, on my watch, nothing had changed. The same leader, same officers involved, ministers had changed, chief inspector of Estyn had changed. The agenda had changed. But I just wish that we'd all been brought along on this journey rather than being bullied into a corner and tell you, well, this is what happens next. We did inform the minister this time last year that the consortiums were being rushed, and I'm fearful that now we are rushing again. There's only 3 months consultation period when you exclude the Christmas period, and that is not long enough to redesign the whole foundations of education in Wales.
But given the problems that there have been within the Welsh education system, and you can't really afford to mess about with children's education, isn't it right that Leighton Andrews takes charge of education in Wales?
With the greatest respect, Labour ministers have been in charge of education since 1999. It's one of the few ministerial portfolios that's never been in the hands of any other parties. So I think there's a question to answer there as well. I would also question where Estyn have been in this process, because they've been inspecting local authorities and schools for a very, very long time. What you have here is an ambition to take the powers of education and influence away from the local choice and local democracy, and that's local authorities. I think we need to look at it. Yes, we do, but we need to sit down and do it in a very adult way. This is not the way to do it.
And have you been able to speak to teachers and those working in education about how they see this review?
You know, there's a lot of criticism of local authorities, Gailey, and local authorities are schools. Schools are local authorities. It is implicit. One goes with the other. Now, there is a suggestion from the minister having regional boards. Will that involve democratic accountability, or will we have a similar system that we have at the present time involving what we have in health boards, where it is centrally controlled from Cardiff, and then we have people appointed onto boards with no accountability processes whatsoever? And I am fearful that we could find education in Wales going down a similar route to the health model, with possibly less regional structures than the health model. And some would say that the health model isn't working. It's a body that is constantly overspending and not always meeting its targets and has very little air of accountability and has a huge bureaucratic centre to it, a great cost to the service. We don't want education to go there. That would not be good for the classroom. It wouldn't be good for those serving in those classrooms as pupils and practitioners.
John Davis, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Just gone 4:45, a reminder of our main story this evening.